Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Saddle Up for Riding, where horsepower meets composition. I'm your host, Eva Hedger, and today we're diving into a brand new adventure in your riding journey. In today's podcast, we'll explore the expository essay. Right, today you will learn how to level up your expository writing skills. So first off, I hope you all had a blast with your narrative essays. You just finished crafting stories that showcase your creativity and your unique experiences. How awesome is it that you can enhance your confidence, your writing confidence, by sharing a narrative with the world? Well, really, just with our class and with me. But it's a huge step, and you should all be really proud of yourselves. I know I'm really proud of you. Now, if you found the narrative writing process really appealing and you enjoyed weaving tales, guess what? You might want to explore even more by taking a creative writing class maybe next semester. You could dive deeper into all the nuanced aspects of developing that type of narrative, learn about structure and character development and, you know, all those little details that make a story really pop. But before you go grab your pens and jump into creative writing, we have a different mission ahead of us in our class. So today we're going to shift gears and take another step into the realm of academic writing. It sounds pretty serious, I know, but don't worry, we're going to make it easy and fun and accessible. So our first assignment in this new adventure is the expository essay. And here we're going to really level up our skill in terms of academic writing. But what is an expository essay anyway? Well, think of it as an opportunity to explain something to your audience. It's a how-to guide. It's an informative piece. Or it could even be an analysis of a particular topic. So you're really stepping into the role of teacher and sharing knowledge and insights with your readers. Imagine explaining your favorite hobby or a fascinating historical event, or even a complex scientific concept. Your job is to break it down in a way that is clear, concise, and engaging. You're not just telling a story here, instead you're giving readers valuable information. So let's take an example of an expository topic and how you might go about developing that. So in this example, we'll pick one of my favorite topics, which is anything to do with horses. And this particular topic will be how to choose the right saddle for your horse. Here's how you might structure it. First, you'll want to understand your horse's body type. So you would start by evaluating your horse's size and shape. Different breeds and builds of horses require different saddle types. So a broad-backed horse, for example, needs a wider saddle, while a more narrow horse may need something slimmer. Next, determine your riding discipline. So think about what kind of riding you'll be doing, whether it's Western riding or English jumping or dressage, or even horseback racing. Each discipline has a specific saddle requirement to enhance performance and comfort and performing in that discipline. Now you're going to need to evaluate the materials. So consider the material the saddle is made from. Leather saddles are durable and they mold really well to your horse over time. but there are also synthetic options that might be lighter and easier to maintain. Then you're going to want to ensure the proper fit. So this is the final step. You will find a saddle that looks good, but you want to check the fit. So properly fitted saddles should sit level on the horse's back without pinching their withers. If it's too tight or if it's too loose, then keep looking. You don't have the right saddle yet. And that's it. This is a pretty structured approach to the essay, and it informs the reader, but it also showcases your ability to break down complex information into manageable parts. So now you might be wondering, okay, how do I get started now? Here are a couple of tips that can help you on your way. And of course, reading the module material and assignments and discussion boards are going to help us tease it out. But first, pick your topic. Pick something you're passionate about, or maybe something that you're curious to learn more about. This will make your writing process much more enjoyable. Next, do a little bit of research, not a lot, but dive into some reliable sources and get some facts, maybe some statistics that would make your essay engaging, any examples that would support your topic. So remember, you want to inform and educate your reader. Next, organize those ideas. Create an outline, a clear introduction, body paragraphs with supporting detail, and think about how you want to conclude it. Then we'll get into writing with clarity. Now, as we move away from the narrative essay and more into an academic realm, we're going to want to level up our writing tone. So take on a more professional tone, use clear language, get away from the use of contractions, also use third person writing. This will really elevate your academic tone. So little tips like that will ensure that you communicate effectively in an academic setting. Now, part of this process, we're following the writing process from beginning to end, and it's the same for any kind of essay you will write. So first you start with brainstorming, then you gather your research and ideas, put together the organization, think about that organization, and then you start to write. And then you go through a revision process. And in that revision process, you're going to want to seek outside reviewers. Even professionals writing books use an editor, for example. In our class, we are using peer reviews. So you get a review from your peers. You also get a review from your instructor. So keep that in mind. We'll be using that same process for all of our essays, including this one. And so that means once you've written a rough draft of your essay, then we will review it together through peer review. And that's it. So as we step into the world of expository writing, keep in mind that this is a skill that you'll use actually in many aspects of your academic journey, but not just academically, in professional writing as well. There are many examples of the use of this type of writing, expository writing, explaining to customers particular policies or helping them navigate through a new purchase or multiple examples of expository writing in business, right? This of all the essays, probably the most important, or the one that you will use the most in your professional careers. It's all about making information accessible to your audience. I can't wait to see what amazing topics topics that you all choose and whatever insights that you share. Remember, you're not just writing an essay, you're informing and enlightening your readers. So let's make this fun and enriching experience together. Thank you for tuning in into today's episode. Be sure to join us next time as we explore more examples of expository essays and discuss how to brainstorm your topics. Happy writing. We'll see you next time.